If you didn't know what that means, welcome to the Corner Spatey Bud Light Powerade Hydration Break World Cup
Coca-Cola
halftime show. Hey, it is a weekly it's a weekly bonus Spatey. I'm Nick. And joined with Corner Spatey football expert and return co-host, Yulia.
Hello.
If you have been living under a rock, it's pretty apparent the World Cup is here. And as bad leftists, Yulia and I are excited.
Yes.
And I hate to admit it. We know that FIFA's evil. We know that FIFA's bad. We know that, like, I don't know, Infantino is like Israel or something like that.
Infantino is Israel.
Yeah. The World Cup is in the United States. We have the Cum World Cup. Canada, US, Mexico World Cup.
Oh, that's a great name. Yes.
Have you not seen that?
No.
People being like,
I've been living under the rock, apparently.
You've been living under the rock, yeah. And we're going to try and have a discussion about the World Cup that isn't just a bunch of, boo-hoo. I would say
not boycott,
but just like pessimistic leftist stuff. Then it's like, this is a thing that, as Europeans, we love, the beautiful game.
The beautiful game of football.
And there's very clearly a neoliberalism has definitely eaten away at everything at this.
There's this, football is one of the things that was made for the people and was taken by the rich.
Exactly. And, we're watching it. I know that a good portion of our listeners are watching it too. We're not going to poo-poo you. But
it's okay if you illegally stream it.
If you illegally stream the World Cup, maybe just not in Germany. VPN. So how do we go about then enjoying this thing that we know is forever problematic? And is there maybe a better game that could be played in the future? Probably. I don't know. We're not going to answer
like what?
That. I have no idea. No. I mean, it's to be football, but like FIFA is evil. We can come to that later in the sense of my general thesis is FIFA's always been evil.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
It's nothing new. No.
It's
just gotten,
just gotten really
gotten
bad.
Gotten out of hands lately.
But anyway, I think that we can talk about the sillies that then have happened first.
Yeah, we should talk about the sillies.
My personal favorite thing has been Europeans finding out about the United States.
Oh, yeah. That is. I saw plenty of tweets and posts. But why is everyone going to the most, fucking general-ass fast food restaurant in the U.S.?
You've been to the United States.
Oh, yeah,
States.
True.
There's, okay, what else is there? Are you going to go to a museum? Are you going to go to a museum in fucking Kansas?
Yes.
Or in,
everyone going to In-N-Out Burgers. Or,
that's it. That's all there is to do there.
Or IHOP. Or
yeah. My favorite has been there. Yeah,
Steakhouse.
That German guy who's just been tweeting his experience. They're just like, I'm at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is that the same guy that got invited by Sexy Red to the concert?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Every German
was,
is. Germans are just a hive mind.
Yeah. I want to get invited because he became so famous with his tweets that Americans got basically interested in what he was like.
Yeah, because they were just he was very excited about very boring things.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think
exactly.
It might be the same guy.
And that's the same guy. Yeah. So Sexy Red invited him to come to the concert.
Well,
I'm a bit jealous, honestly.
That's American culture.
Yes.
Right there. I think also in a similar vein with Germany and hip hop culture, there's that video of that German woman who's at a club in New Orleans.
No, really?
Dancing to Wipe Me Down by Lil Boozy whoever else is on that.
That is so funny.
And she's going for the thing.
How old is she?
Like our age.
Okay.
But
when you say German woman,
German
was imagining.
She's in her 30s or whatever.
I know. I just imagined a middle aged,
she's moving like one.
Okay.
She has she has a the Germany kit and then a hat that says Germany, and she's just in the club
doing Germany.
Doing